Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, so there you go, Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
And another exclusive here on the Carton Show with Big Mac. And I think one of the big takeaways, as you and I were just discussing off the air, first off, is that I spilled
pizza sauce,
some Prince Street pizza on my sweatshirt, so I'm a slob. I apologize for that.
My wife doesn't let me wear white.
There you go. She's smart. Yeah. I think one of the biggest takeaways is your realignment question, the fact that they're going to realign and Yankees and Mets will not be in the same division.
Yeah, I thought that was because we all assumed it because we all knew the geographical point he was making.
And it does make sense.
Makes sense. We get it. Yeah. I mean, I kind of asked about the American League, National League. I'm curious how he's going to handle that when we talked about the history, if it's not going to be called the American League, National
League. So eight divisions, four teams per division, still two leagues, four and four.
And he said he would, they assume, at least it would be to his liking, to separate the two team cities. So the Cubs and White Sox wouldn't be in the same division.
Right.
Yankees and Mets wouldn't be in the same division. The California teams, I don't know how they'd handle that. There's a lot of multiple California teams. But, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
Would you rather the Yankees and Mets be in the same division?
Part of me says no, but ultimately, can you imagine a series in September, the two of them, a three-game set at Citi Field for the division?
I could.
I think that would be freaking amazing around here.
I mean, look, you want to face each other in the World Series.
Right.
Right? You want that to be the possibility.
Correct.
So make it up. If all of a sudden that's the American League, I'm making this up, obviously,
right.
It's arbitrary.
Yeah.
On ALCS, Yankees-Mets does not have the same gravitas as a World Series.
No, but it might
Yankees-Mets.
It might happen three to five times more often than a World Series.
It would certainly happen more, I think. That's fair.
Like, we could have Met-Yankee playoff series on a somewhat, if they're both good teams.
Yeah, regular basis.
In the playoffs, you could have it on a regular basis.
Right.
Does it hurt the Islanders and the Rangers that they meet in the playoffs, like in the Eastern Conference playoffs? No.
Right.
Like, I hear what you're saying. It would take away the idea of the Subway Series, World Series.
Yeah.
But we could get three playoff series in a 6-7 year span. That would be friggin' amazing.
Yeah. Depending on how many wild card teams there are.
Yeah. Even,
obviously.
Even if it's a wild card series. Whatever.
Yeah.
It would be, I would be into it. But I think a lot of Met Yankee fans disagree with me, and I think they would be happy to hear the commissioner say they're going to be in separate divisions.
I do want to make one point. I did promise Evan that I'd let him ask a question.
All right.
And I had every intention of doing so.
I did not make any promises.
Okay,
just
now.
Just making sure.
I just want to put it out there because I know they're going to attack me tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm expecting that attack. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I still have no idea what his question was.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. I said to our producer, the unnamed producer, do you have the Evan question ready? Because I was going to tell the commissioner, Evan Roberts wants one question. I was told by our producer, you cannot air the question.
Mm-hmm. He said it was too disrespectful, that Evan broke the rules kind of being respectful in the question.
Okay, so again, I have still not heard the question.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'm not going to listen to the question now either because I don't care.
Right.
But I want Evan to know, and Tiki and Evan, who'll be on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock after Boomer and Geo, that the only reason I did not allow his question to be played is that I was told, as Rob Manfred was walking in, do not play that question. So I can only imagine what type of, douchery Evan came up with on his question. I was told beyond that, because I've not heard it, it was much more of a statement than a question.
Right.
So it's on Evan. It's not
on
me.
Would you like a hint?
I honestly don't really care.
All right, I was going to say,
All right, let me ask you this.
Did
either one of us ask a question of the same topic he wanted to do his thing with.
Both of us kind of did, and I made sure.
Okay, so we're good.
Yeah.
So whatever question he had to ask,
correct,
we asked it.
That is correct.
Got it.
That is correct.
Okay.
He can't say he didn't get an answer to his question.
So he got an answer to his question.
He just didn't get to ask it in his Evan Roberts way.
So again, I don't know what the question was. I'm glad that we did address it. Mm-hmm. But I was told as Rob was walking in, because I whispered into the producer's ear, do you have Evan's question ready? He said, you cannot play it. So, I mean, I'm kind of operating blind on that. And that's why it was not played. Now, one other bit of housekeeping, if I can. You may have heard Boomer and Gio this morning talking about what I said on the air with you yesterday about a golf matchup of me and my son, Sonny, mm-hmm. against Boomer and Gio.
Right.
And while I said I wouldn't play, I said Boomer and Sonny would be a pretty fair matchup. I'd give the edge to Boomer. He's played a lot more golf than my son. But handicap-wise, they're very close to each other. And Gio can't beat me in golf. We know that going in. It's an understood thing. Not an athlete, okay? They brought it up this morning.
Yeah.
And kind of challenged me to show up and play after talking smack.
Yeah.
And Boomer even said 100% he's in. Okay?
So you got challenged and then Boomer accepted the challenge for you?
I'm the one that said that my son wants to play me and him versus Boomer and Gio.
Yes.
Because Boomer and Gio, 9 months out of the year, they only talk about golf.
They
golf. Oh, we played at Pebble Beach. Yeah. Oh, we love golf. Mm-hmm. Golf. Great. All right? And I said, it wouldn't be fair if we played them, because while Sonny and Boomer would be pretty close, and I give the edge to Boomer by a couple strokes for sure, me versus Gio is non-competitive. I'm a 3 handicap. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, bogey holes on purpose to make him feel good about himself? And I know he loves golf. But I'm also a competitive guy.
Sure.
And if those guys are willing to embarrass themselves and report the results of said tournament on the air, well, then I'm your Huckleberry Boys.
Oh, you've accepted the challenge.
I'm your Huckleberry Boys.
Oh, this is going to be
if
great.
If you want some smoke, I got it for you, baby. I'm not ducking any challenge. Now, we can't wager on it.
Right.
Because I don't wager.
Right.
So as long as that's respected and understood,
yeah,
and it's more about bragging rights and maybe a nice big-ass trophy or something like that, here's what I'll say. We'll pick a day this summer, okay? You could tell me the course. You tell me the time. And it's on. I like Donkey Kong. I don't back away from a challenge. And if they want to be embarrassed as the golf guys of WFAN. Mm. I'm not the golf guy, all right? And I started it by opening my mouth yesterday that it would not be competitive. And we'll figure out the rules of skins or whatever the heck it is. I don't know the rules. I'm in.
I can't wait.
100%. Now, here's the thing.
Can I just...
have to drive my golf cart.
100%.
Is that fair?
Yeah. What's the name of that drink that they serve at golf courses? How much I don't even play.
The transfusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, grape juice and vodka.
Can I have some transfusions while
you
I drive
you the golf cart, and you get golf transfusions.
Well, can we have someone else drive the golf cart so I can
you
drink the
transfusions? Just sit in the golf cart and walk with us.
Yeah, I'll walk with you in transfusions.
So...
let's go. I'm in.
The gauntlet has been laid back down, boys. If you want the golf matchup, Sonny Carton and Craig Carton, father and son, against Boomer and Gio.
Yeah.
The only thing I want when we win, and we are going to win, it's not going to be competitive, but if that's what they want, I'm their Huckleberry. When we win, the only thing I ask for is you guys never talk about golf again on the show.
Ooh.
That's all I ask for.
Ooh.
Because if I show up and I beat you, which I'm going to do, then you have no right to talk about golf. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
All I think that's fair.
Then let them know the challenge has been accepted.
Oh, I think someone needs to be all over this. We got to put this on YouTube. This is a monster event.
You could sell it.
It's a
you
monster event.
You can invite
event.
People. You can televise it. I'm all good.
Let's go.
I'm all good. Now, I don't have clubs.
I was just going to ask you.
I need some clubs. I need a simulator in my garage so that I can start practicing.
Yeah. You think you need practice?
Well,
I thought you just roll out of bed and hit golf balls.
I do. Okay. But, I mean, you know, reputation's on the line.
I understand.
I want to make sure my swing's not, you know, rusty or anything like that. So the famous story about my clubs is this. Back in the day, Boom and I had Tiger Woods' former swing coach on the show. And he had written a book. And in the book, he talked about Tiger's kids, and that pissed me off because kids should be off limits, right? It was Hank Haney.
Right.
So Hank Haney comes on the show. I have a connection to Tiger Woods. One of my best friends was Tiger's private chef and ran his estate, all right? So he tells Tiger, I'm about to have Hank Haney on, and I'm going to kill Hank Haney for talking about Tiger's children, all right? So Tiger Woods starts texting me, and he's watching the interview. I think we were on MSG at the time, and he's watching the interview from his yacht in the Bahamas. And the whole interview, I've never told this story publicly. The entire interview, Tiger Woods is texting me, oh, you got him good that time, Craigie. Like, oh, that's the best interview ever. I hate Hank Haney. And it's this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So the interview ends. Tiger texts me, best interview I've ever seen. What's your address? And I give him my address. No joke, 48 hours later, a box comes in the mail. Tiger Woods sends me every Nike iron, all right,
wow,
that he had to deal with Nike at the time.
Yeah.
And like a couple dozen golf balls and an invitation to play golf with him in Vegas at the Tiger Jam charity golf tournament. I was working. I couldn't go play. Long story short, I have every Tiger Woods Nike iron. Those are my clubs, all right?
You just said you need clubs.
He fired one of my best friends.
Okay.
He fired him because at the time he was dating the skier. What's her name?
Vaughn.
Yeah,
Lindsey Vaughn.
So he's dating Lindsey Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Only two people in the world at the time knew that they were dating. My buddy, who's his private chef, and this older Chinese American woman who worked for the Woods family for like 30 or 40 years. It was like a part of the family. And Lindsey Vaughn says to Tiger Woods, if you don't fire those guys, we're not dating anymore. I can't let this get out that you and I are dating. And because it's undefeated, Tiger Woods fires the nanny who worked for the Woods family for forever and my buddy, all right? So out of loyalty to my buddy, I threw the clubs out. So now I don't have clubs.
That's, you threw out Nike irons
that's right.
Tiger Woods
gave me. Yes.
Shipped to your house.
That's correct.
You're insane.
No, I'm loyal.
I get it. I mean, I appreciate it. That is nice. But I still don't, I'm not going to put, I don't understand. How does firing him keep his mouth shut? Wouldn't you think firing, does he have to sign
my
an NDA?
My buddy was never going to say anything anyway.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
But Lindsey Vaughn said, they know they got to go.
Unbelievable.
How about that? True story.
And so where'd you throw him? Just out in the garbage, river?
Yeah. No, threw him in the garbage.
Threw him in the garbage.
Recycling day.
Look at that.
Boop. Right in the garbage can.
No, you're right. I take that back. You're not insane. Good for you.
Loyalty. That's what it's all
about. That's what it's all about.
888-808-1019. Let's get to Jackson in Queens on the fan. Jackson, what's up?
What's up, Craigie? Good to hear you back on the fan.
Thank you.
I love you guys, but
thank
I got
you,
a little bit of a I got a little bit of an issue with your interview with Rob. I'm upset that you guys did not even. Listen, I understand you guys not wanting to play the question to Rob Manfred and stuff, but play us the question afterwards. We want to hear what Evan wanted to
that's
ask.
That's not a bad idea. Can I do that, unnamed producer? Can I play the
can
question now?
Let's play it now.
Play it now.
By the way, great idea. Give me one sec. The producer's going to go back in his room, and you and I will hear it together for the first time. I have no problem with that. As long as there's no cursing in it, right? It can be played? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we had Rob Manfred on. You can go check it up on the podcast and all the digital social media platforms we got at the fan, right? Here's the deal. I told Evan Roberts that you can ask one question of Rob Manfred. The only question you're not allowed to ask is, do you hate baseball? Because it's stupid, all right? And I was told you can't air it. I don't know why, but that's what I was told. So I aired on the side of caution. For the first time now, for my ears and the audience's ears, this is the question / you said statement that Evan Roberts wanted me to play. Go ahead.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It wasn't that bad. Why didn't you let us play that? I would have played that.
Well, I never told you that we couldn't air it. I just
didn't. I had technical issues.
You
said you can't air it, is what you said. That was a direct quote.
Well,
I said, is the Evan question ready?
Right.
You said you can't air it.
Well,
now, to be fair, we asked the question anyway.
I made sure at the very end, I felt like I had to ask that question. That was the last question.
But why'd you say we couldn't air that?
Well, there's a lot of things I can't air, like the open to the show on Monday.
That's true. Now he's mocking himself. Okay.
It's more of he was asking the commissioner for a pledge as opposed to like asking him a question.
Yeah. But he also made a statement. That's true. You're right about that. He opened with a statement.
Yeah.
And by the way, let me say this to Evan. That's a lousy question. Mm-hmm. Just because the players don't want something doesn't mean you don't attempt to get it. And that goes both ways. If you're negotiating and you want something, regardless of their position, you still try to get it.
Right. But they're the strongest union in sports, as you said earlier, and they have been dead set against this since the beginning of time.
That's fine.
The one thing they don't even want to discuss. So it feels like this is the fear
of the
fans.
So you shouldn't ask?
The fear of the fan base is...
Like, there's one particular thing my wife said she'd never do. I kept asking, and every now and then, it kind of slipped in there. Like, every now and then. Like, so, do you just stop asking? Like, come on, man. Oh,
yes.
I know they don't want that, so I'm not going to ask for it.
Yeah,
I kept asking.
Yeah. You got a million fans interested in what happens in that bedroom? I don't know. But like,
no, I don't.
Exactly. That's the thing. The thing is, that's the fear of the fan. And that's kind of how I rambled on the question by the end of it.
But that's a question. Question.
Yeah, okay.
For you, and I'd ask Evan the same question.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you guys are diehard baseball fans. I totally respect the fandom, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why are you guys, as fans, against the salary cap in baseball? Why do you care?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily against the salary cap, if it makes sense. And I think this is a misconception of Yankee fans, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah,
like, people assume, oh, why would Hal Steinbrenner want a salary cap? It's ridiculous. It proves he doesn't, you know. The salary cap might benefit the Yankees. It's not like all of a sudden the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to spend up to the salary cap.
Right.
There's still going to be the haves and the have-nots. It's going to keep the Dodgers from going absolutely bonkers, and Yankee fans want the Yankees to go absolutely bonkers.
No, I get that part of it. But if there's a cap, there's a basement too.
There's a floor,
right?
So that would be that's the thing. I don't know if it necessarily hurts baseball. I can't make a compelling argument to you that it would be the end of baseball or that it would be somehow so detrimental to the game that, like, I don't know. But what I do know is that the players won't go near it. And what I do know is if this is, as I put it to the commissioner, if this is the battle for the salary cap, and it kind of feels that way, then we are missing games. Like, that's how much
I know. It's weird about
it. If they say we're not leaving without getting it, and the players say we're not leaving unless you forget it, like, there's going to be games missed. And that's the fear.
So here's what, devil's advocate,
right?
Just for the purpose of the conversation, okay? Because I'm typically pro player over owner in every sport. I am. But for devil's advocate's sake, you and Evan seem to be in lockstep. And if I'm putting words in your mouth, please stop me.
Yeah.
You guys seem to be in lockstep that, well, the players don't want it, so the owners shouldn't ask for it, and let's just go with the players on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why. Like, why do you take the player's side on that?
I don't necessarily, again, I understand the player's point. It's going to limit, the thought is you're not going to be able to give $760 million to Shohei Ohtani or to Juan Soto if you're at a point of the luxury cap, and it's a hard number that you can't go over. Like, I'm again, I'm not saying I'm on the players. I've been on this world, and I've seen how the players handle it, and I know how their group handles it. They're not going to say yes. So I don't want the fight knowing that they're like
Right.
You can ask, the way, but it can't be the sticking point.
Well, but why not?
Because
why
they've already
the
made it theirs.
On that? Because you guys are putting the onus and the responsibility on the owners. If the players will never agree to it, then don't even ask for it. The players win.
Don't get into a you can ask for it, but if you understand, like, that's their line in the sand. The owners might have a line in the sand. It's not as popular.
Sure.
It's not as well known.
Sure.
Maybe the owners have a line in the sand. That
they might.
And if that was it, like, if we find out the owners say absolutely, argument's sake, 6 years of control for a Major League Baseball player. Right now, that's what it is. You get drafted by a team.
Right.
The clock starts. You have 6 years of control before you can hit free agency. For whatever reason, that's the owner's line in the sand. I would say the same thing to the players. Stop asking for the fifth to cut it down to five
okay.
or four.
So that's consistent.
Because they're not going to give it to you. That's if the salary cap has been the one thing that the players won't even discuss. And us baseball fans are afraid that it feels like this is the battle for that. And this is where the owners are going to put their foot in the sand and say, you know what, it's time to have that conversation. And we can't live like this. And the finances of baseball can't continue this way. And the only way to continue and to move on is to have a salary cap and a salary floor. And fellas, we need to figure this out. That's missing games. And nobody wants that.
By the way, I think there should be a salary cap and a salary floor. I think it's good for competition.
I think it could be.
I think it's the kind of... You know, we've seen how it works in other sports,
mm-hmm.
right? Doesn't stop good teams from spending and getting great players. I think the NBA one's way too complicated. That's another story for another day. But I don't think on the surface a salary cap is a negative for the sport. I really don't.
I think you can make a compelling
argument
for that.
Now, if I was a player,
yes.
I wouldn't want a cap.
Well, right.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I also think it's ridiculous that, you know, you get $70 million a year to play baseball. I think that's out of whack.
Listen, I can't speak eloquently on exactly what the salary cap would do and why it's a bad or a positive without, you know, it's the basics, as you just said. But here's the point. Whatever it is, like, whatever it is, do I think that it should be up for negotiation? Do I think the players should go in and say, look, I'm willing to discuss a salary cap if you're willing to discuss this and discuss
quid pro quo,
this?
Right.
Let's have a negotiation, include the salary cap in it, and if you get enough of what you want on the other side, give on that. Sure, I'm all for it. I think the players should do that. They're not going to.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. By the way, James Dolan on Monday, Rob Manfred today, and I can confirm for you now because I got the email confirming it, that it'll be a few weeks, probably after the Super Bowl, but Adam Silver is coming into the studio as well to talk all things NBA, exclusively with me and Big Mac.
Fantastic.
So that'll be like second week, third week of February. Adam Silver is going to come into the studio and sit down like
Amazing.
Rob Manfred just did. So there you go.
Fantastic.
All right?
I do have to ask, though.
Yeah. What?
Big Boone?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Where's Big Boone? I was kind of promised Big Boone.
Maybe we'll get Boone tomorrow.
Okay, maybe.
Boone did say to me, you got to get through Manfred and Dolan first.
Okay.
He did say that.
Okay.
So we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would expect tomorrow on the show, I can't promise in person.
I understand.
You know, he lives in Connecticut. He may not be coming into the city that day anyway. I will promise
Aaron
Boone.
All right.
But not in person. I can't promise you that.
He knows the battles I've been fighting for him. You've explained this
to
him?
Oh, no. He's now very well aware.
Okay, good.
Yes. You're his favorite host on the station.
I should be.
That's
in all seriousness, I should be.
I got to take one quick call, then we'll take a break. Here's Phil in Springfield on the Fan. Phil, what's up? What do you got?
My man, Papa Bandy's back. Craigie, like Jesus came back to rescue his followers, you have rescued us from Evan. My God, how many times do I have to drive home listening to the Mets? My God, I am so happy you are back. Craigie, on a serious note, once a star, always a threat. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. And the show's only as good as Big Mac. So... that's it.
Fantastic, then.
Like, I'm
no worries.
The show's only as successful as Big Mac is.
Yeah. You're going to lay the blame on me? No, then I'm taking the credit.
Take the credit.
Let's do it.
Look, number one with Boomer.
Yep.
Number one with Evan.
Yeah.
You'd be the weak link.
I understand that. You sure that we can't blame it on the no-name producer? We could try.
Oh, I'm going to try. I'm definitely going to try. Coming up, by the way, one of the craziest auction items in the sports world that I've ever come across, and I cannot for the life of me figure out why you'd want to buy it. That's coming up right after this. It is official. Fanatics Fest 2026 is back at the Javits Center in New York City, July 16th through the 19th. First lineup of town has been announced, featuring some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment. You got Tom Brady, Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, Travis Scott, Aaron Judge, Kevin Durant, Jalen Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns, Mike Tyson, Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, Dana Taurasi, Josh Hart, and many more. I'm going to be vulnerable here for a second. Who is Rhea Ripley?
She's a WWE superstar.
Got it. Wrestler?
Yes.
Okay, got
and
it.
And she's fantastic.
Yeah?
I love her.
Okay.
Big
thank
fan.
You. I didn't
big
know who
fan.
She was. All good. It's the world's number one sports fan festival, bringing fans closer to the athletes they love through live moments, photo ops, autographs, and unforgettable experiences. Tickets are on sale now at fanaticsfest.com.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Town Fair Tire is Connecticut's largest name brand discount tire dealer. And with Town Fair Tire, you get the guaranteed lowest prices on all name brand tires. And they honor all manufacturers' rebates. They even honor competitors' rebates. With more than 120 stores from Connecticut through New England and an inventory of over 600,000 tires, why go anywhere else, I ask you? Name brands and discount prices, that's Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody.
Hey, welcome back to the Carton Show. We got Big Mac here, Craig Carton. Just give me 30 seconds on this. Tonight, there's actually a semifinal college football game for the college football playoffs. You got Miami, small favorites tonight against Ole Miss. Ole Miss coaching staff's all in shambles right now.
The great Joe Judge.
I think Charlie Weiss is still calling the plays.
I think so, yes.
And, so it's weird to me, like, I was saying to someone before the show today, you know, hey, you're going to do any college football today? I'm like, you know, it's New York. New York doesn't love college football. But I think we've sold ourselves on that, and I think we're wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, every diehard sports fan that is in my world, I'm sure your world as well, they're watching tonight's
game.
We're
going to watch the game tonight.
100%.
No, I agree.
And I think it's an early kick, 7:30.
Is it 7:30?
Or maybe 7:30, you know, to 8 o'clock in that little window.
Maybe I'll make it for the second half.
That's what I was thinking. If it's an 8:30 start, I ain't seen the fourth quarter of that game. But I'm interested in it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
No, I had two kids who went to Miami, but
I was going
to
say, it's a big game at the Carton household.
Oh, yeah.
Going out for it? Ordering some wings for it?
Well.
And I was hoping to see Sonny today because I did have to make I haven't seen him since, you know, we worked together a couple years ago. And I had to... We had a big argument once about flats or wings.
Yeah.
And
drumsticks or flats.
Drumsticks or flats. And I laughed at his flats take.
And now you're a flats guy?
I've changed.
Well, they're easier to eat.
I've changed.
That's for sure.
They're easier to eat. I end up feeling like you end up getting more on. Like, I've changed my opinion.
Okay.
Easier to put sauce on it.
You know what I'm going to do? Tomorrow, like, look, the unnamed producers, I'm not going to lie to you. He's had a tough week. Like,
it's been a rough start.
Evan Roberts just texted me. Do you know anyone who would be a good producer of the Rico Bronya? Because he's looking for a new producer now because the unnamed producer didn't play his question for Rob Manfred, right? He screwed up the open of the show on Monday. He took ownership of that.
He did.
And I've not beaten him up about it. It happened. Look, what am I going to do? He kind of had a little flub yesterday with What the F Wednesday. Not that the audience would have known about it, but I caught it. And then he did the unthinkable today. So he was like, I'm hungry. You were a little hungry. I was a little hungry. Yeah. We're all a little hungry.
Yep.
I said, let's just get some pizza. I said, call my buddies at Prince Street Pizza. It's on me. I got it. All good. Get the square pie, pepperoni. Get the round pie, sausage. We're good to go. Pizza comes. It's delicious. It's all good. I go, how much do I owe you for the pizza? Two pizzas. He goes, $100. I go, excuse me? I go, first off, I'm friends with the owner of Prince Street Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they charge for the pizza. It ain't $100 for two pies, okay?
Right.
He goes, oh, no, I didn't call them up. I went through an app called Slice. I go, why would you, like, you're in New York City. The pizza place is like 6 blocks away. Why would you go through Slice to order pizza from a place where I'm friends with the owner? Slice added like $60 to the order.
Easy. No, he doesn't know. He doesn't remember Prince Street Pizza Friday,
right,
which was a tradition here at the Fan for a while.
So here's his punishment. I've already got it.
Oh, you've already got it?
I got the punishment.
For the whole week or just the pizza?
No, the whole thing combined.
Yeah, let's go.
Because
I think that's
as a parent, tough love.
Fair.
Here's your punishment. When you come in tomorrow, and again, I will pay for it. So I'm not asking you to take a dollar out of your pocket. I would never do that. But you're going to drive to Candlelight. You're going to get 3 dozen wings, and you're going to bring them in for me and Big Mac and Anthony to enjoy in front of you. That is your punishment. Okay? You good with that?
I'm good with getting wings.
I'm going to buy them. No expense out of your pocket, but you're not going to eat them. I'm going to eat them. Big Mac's going to eat them. Anthony's going to eat them. You're going to watch.
Am I allowed to buy my own?
No.
No.
Nope. On the way home, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it?
I would sneak a couple wings in the car on the
way here.
And
that way, you advanced to week 2 on the show.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fair. I think it's fair. It's just wings.
Yeah.
Wait. But what type of style of sauce, though? We going hot wings?
We're going normal.
The sauce, so I don't want to screw
buffalo,
this up.
Buffalo.
Normal, medium buffalo with a lot of blue cheese. Don't skimp on the blue cheese, okay? Here's George. Excuse me, in Mineola. George, what do you got?
Greg.
Yeah.
Nice to have you back.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. I met you a couple times at Bayrava. We did the TikTok.
Oh, the greatest chicken on the planet is in Mineola.
I know.
It's called Bayrava.
Yeah.
It's a Brazilian steakhouse, and it's the best chicken you will ever eat in your life.
I've been there many times, but I always get the all-you-can-eat meat.
Of course you would, because you don't know any better. You get the chicken and only the chicken.
You get first of all, they also have great
rodizio,
sangria.
Rodizio.
You get the rodizio with the sangria.
Yeah, the
and
octopus,
then you get,
the steak,
then
the
you
whole
get
thing.
Then for dessert, you get the heavenly whites.
You're wasting
your
time.
I've been there a bunch.
You get the chicken at Bayrava. Okay. That's what you get.
All right.
All right, thank you, George. Appreciate that. What's your question?
Okay, the salary cap.
Yes, sir.
So Big Mac, he's like, oh, the players, they'll never allow that.
Yes.
I disagree, 100%.
Okay.
All right? Okay, because let me tell you something.
Please.
Who's the owners? The owners are the owners.
Yeah.
All right? If they want a salary cap, they'll get it.
Well, I think they would ultimately get it, but here's how it would play out. This is what
Put
Big
him
Mac's,
in the room. He just solved it.
This is what Big Mac's worried about. It's a fair concern for diehard baseball fans.
Yeah.
There's no way they ever get it without a work stoppage. That's no way.
It doesn't feel that way.
Right.
The players are willing to lose games over it.
Well, and here's the reality. The owners are all rich.
Yeah.
Not all the players are rich.
Correct.
So this is story as old as time. The owners can always outweigh the players. So let's say the players dig in and they're willing to sit out an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid that happens again. But let's say they are. Are they really willing to sit out a second year, a third year? Are they willing to never be paid to play baseball again?
No.
That's why the owners always win.
You're 100%. The owners will win eventually.
But at what cost?
What cost?
Right. Now,
you're right. They might not sit out a second year.
Like,
can baseball afford to miss a season?
Steve Cohen can afford it.
No, but can baseball? We just talked about all the momentum they built, the World Series. This year is going to be big. The World Baseball Classic. They're going to sit out a whole year, miss a World Series.
I agree with
you. They dealt with it in 94, and it took steroids and the home run chase to bring baseball back.
So McGuire, right.
Like, yeah, so, I mean, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go through a baseball season with
no
baseball.
I don't think anybody wants that. The owners don't want it. The players don't want it. You don't want it. I don't want it. The concession stand workers don't want it. The ushers don't want it.
Right.
The parking lot attendants don't want it. We don't want it. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
No.
Right?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying there's a doomsday coming.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't understand why grown men and women can't get in a room and recognize... Right. You know, it's kind of like to me real quick.
Yeah.
I saw this in a movie last night. I forget what the movie was, to be honest. But it's, you know, the reason, I don't want to get too political on you. The reason, like, Russia and the United States never actually pushed the button, you know, in the Cold War and drop a nuclear bomb is the mutual destruction of one another.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
That's kind of what's going on with the players and the owners.
Yeah.
Are we going to sit in a room and eventually say, F you, no, F you, and walk out and guarantee our mutual destruction? That's what this is.
It's exactly what I asked him.
Yep.
That's exactly what I asked him. But to the point where, like, we haven't touched on this point. And I asked him about the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pittsburgh Pirates owner is a billionaire. And he had just signed the first multi-year contract in like 6 or 7 years.
Right.
Why the hell can't he spend more money? You want to buy a baseball team, go spend more money.
I agree.
Like, why? Like, that's the point of the salary cap, because there'll be a floor and there'll be a ceiling and there's, you know, what. There's no reason why a bunch of teams run by billionaires. I know the market, like he pushed back on it. He's like, I wouldn't say they don't want to win. They don't want to win. Like, I'm sorry. They have no interest in winning. They know they're not going to win, and they're not attempting to win.
And they
don't want to spend the money, and they're okay with it. Why aren't they spending money? Like,
they're incentivized not to.
Well, they need to be incentivized,
because the Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs, and Dodgers write them a check every
year. Write them a check every
year. That's right.
Absolutely right.
Right. So the guy's being a shrewd businessman. Yeah. If I could spend $90 million, to make him a number, you know, and those four teams are going to write me a check for 30, great.
Right.
Right? I mean, it sucks.
I know, but that's what, like, stop leeching off of the top market
of
teams.
Of course.
And go out there and build your own team. The people will come.
Yeah.
The people will come, Ray.
That's right.
They will most definitely come.
Please don't quote that terrible movie.
Oh, no.
One of the most overrated movies of all time.
What are you talking about?
It's one of the classic. Field of Dreams is...
It's a classic for no reason. Because it's a great movie.
Okay, let me ask you one fundamental question about the movie.
Okay.
And I can ask you five of them.
Mistake, but, okay.
No, I can ask you five of them, but I'm just going to ask you one. Are you of the belief that he doesn't know he's having a catch with his son?
No, I think at the end of it, he does recognize. He calls him dad, and he doesn't correct him.
Does he know that's his son that he's playing catch with?
Yes. That's always been my take, yes.
The take has always been that he doesn't.
No, I think
he makes
does.
No sense.
He says, Dad, and
but he
turns around.
Respond.
Yeah, but he doesn't say, he called me Dad for. He says, Dad, can we have a catch? And he goes, I would like that. He knows it's his son.
I thought
you were going to give me the nonsense about Ray Liotta.
Oh, that he throws lefty or right
hand. He was a left-handed hitter, and he hits right-handed
in the
movie.
That's for baseball nerds. I don't care about that.
Well, I mean, it's just
that
it's
doesn't
a mistake.
Change the movie.
Well, it's about him.
But it doesn't change the movie.
They have an entire montage, and now I'm knocking the movie.
Yeah.
They have an entire montage about giving every stat he's ever had, and then he finally comes to life,
and he's
hitting wrong-handed. Like, yeah, that's the one thing that bothers me, but outside of that,
did that
it's
really
an incredible
bother you?
Movie.
I've heard the argument, but I'm like, does that really bother people?
Couldn't you come sign a trick? He couldn't swing left-handed, even if he couldn't you mirror the image somehow?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand why you let him hit right-handed. The whole movie is about how great he was and everything about him, and then you let him hit right-handed.
Yeah, I thought it was
but it's a classic movie. Stop it.
It's a snooze fest.
It's a great movie.
To me, there's so many more better baseball movies. There are.
I would say it's not
Bull Durham's a better baseball movie.
Mm.
It is. For the Love of the Game is a better baseball movie.
Oh, now, come on.
Billy Chappell?
Come on.
Throwing a no-hitter at Yankee Stadium?
It's a perfect game. No, come on, stop.
Billy Chappell?
No, yeah, and Vince Scully's
with
great
Vince
in it.
Scully well, on the call?
He is great on it. The rest of the movie is like a crappy rom-com.
It's one of the great movies of all time.
I like it. It's okay.
It's a solid movie.
It's a solid movie. I'm a sucker for Kevin Costner.
See, I'm not a big Kevin Costner guy.
I will fight people if you think Waterworld's the worst. Like, I hear people say that. It drives me nuts. Waterworld is not the worst movie of all time.
It's pretty close.
It might be a bad Kevin Costner movie.
It is
but
a
it's
terrible
not the
Kevin
worst
Costner movie.
Movie. It's a bad Kevin Costner movie.
It's,
but it's not. I've seen three worse movies in the last 2 weeks.
Marty Supreme sucked. I'll give you that. It's a bad movie.
It's
dude.
Not a great movie.
Come on.
But it's not the worst. People talk about it like it's the worst movie ever.
It's up
I feel
there.
Like I feel
Ishtar,
like people. I feel like people.
Waterworld.
I feel.
Up there.
Postman. People say I like the Postman.
Postman's terrible.
I think, and I'll tell you this. Here's another Kevin. Since we're on Kevin Costner,
yeah.
I will also go to my death telling anyone who will listen,
yeah.
that Kevin Costner
slept with Cal Ripken's wife.
Well, we've heard that story.
Okay, go
no,
ahead.
That's, they had to shut
sorry.
The lights down, right?
They did.
Yeah,
yeah. Had that confirmed?
Kevin Costner's Wyatt Earp.
Yes.
Is better than...
Tombstone?
Tombstone.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's better than Tombstone. Tombstone has...
Tombstone was awesome. I'm your Huckleberry, Johnny.
It's
what?
A great scene, and
come
Val
on.
Kilmer is better than...
Brilliant in it.
Val Kilmer is better than...
As Doc Holliday.
As Doc Holliday.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
The whole movie in total. Have you seen it?
A long time ago.
Okay. There is the worst scene... In the history
in
of
Wyatt
in
Earp?
Film. No, no, no. Not in Wyatt
well,
Earp.
I've seen Tombstone 50
in Tombstone,
times.
Tombstone.
Which one? What scene don't you like?
When his brother dies.
Yeah.
And he walks out into the rain
oh!
with the blood on his hands. And it's like,
yeah. That was an Oscar.
Oh! Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
A little heavy-handed.
That was
no?
very poignant
oh,
right there.
Oh, my God.
Because then he takes
obnoxious.
Out all the Cowboys.
It was obnoxious. The worst piece of acting. He goes out.
Now.
I've got blood on my hands.
Yeah, that's
I gotta
right.
I got to spell it out for every idiot watching. Like, oh, my God.
I'll tell you the worst Western of all time.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
I have a feeling you're going to say one of the best Westerns of all time.
Oh, this would be great. This would be a problem in our relationship.
Yeah.
Unforgiven.
Oh, what are you nuts? Unforgiven has the best ending of almost any Western I've ever seen.
Unforgiven's not even a Western.
Oh, it's so good.
Here, get this comparison. See if you get this.
Yeah.
Unforgiven is the Western version of Carlito's Way. A reformed gangster that doesn't want to kill anybody
I
anymore.
Get you. Yeah, but then at the end he does.
One guy.
No, he kills the whole bar full of people, and he has the best line in the history of movies.
What was the line?
It's one of my favorite lines.
Go ahead.
He asks who owns the place.
Okay.
Right? And then he shoots the guy's like, I own it. I bought it from whoever for $1.50 or whatever.
Right.
And he shoots the guy, and Gene Hackman goes to him. He's like, you cowardly son of a bitch. You just killed an unarmed man. And he looks at him and he says, well, he should have thought about arming himself. If he's going to decorate his saloon with my friends.
Because he
had Morgan Freeman on the box out
right.
in front of the... He should have thought about arming himself if he's going to decorate his saloon with my friends.
To the very end. One scene of
it's
violence.
It's a classic movie. Ugh. He can't see. It's so good.
I hated that movie with a passion.
I love Unforgiven.
And I
it won Best Picture.
I know it shouldn't have. A reformed gangster or cowboy is not what we want.
I do get the comparison. I think it's a fair comparison.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a Western Carlito's Way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like, could you kill somebody? Could you shoot somebody?
It's a great
yeah,
at the
3
end.
3 hours later, he finally pulls the trigger.
Yeah.
Three hours.
It's Gene Hackman, Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman. I mean, it's fantastic. You're out of your mind.
Here's Anthony on the fan. Anthony, what's up, Cookie?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Great to have you back.
Thank you.
I just got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Let me put my seatbelt on so you don't hear this beeping
that'd
anymore.
Be kind of
that'd be good.
Appreciate
and just
that.
For your own safety.
That too.
So I know you you mentioned that you were asking your wife something
yes.
for a favor. Do you think Khalil asked? Do you think Matt Khalil asked his wife to do anything?
Well played, Anthony.
That's why they're divorced.
Well
yeah.
played. I think that's why the Khalils got divorced, because he was like, come on, honey. Just a little lower. Come on. What are we doing? Eddie is in New City on the fan. Eddie, what's up? Eddie, no Eddie. Sorry, Eddie. All right. Let me quickly go to Mason in Plainview. Mason, how are you?
Mark, Craig,
what's up, bud?
Nice to hear you guys. So I'm going to preface the statement that I am a psychiatrist by training.
Yes, sir.
Just left the hospital. Wasn't going to call, but then I heard Craig say that Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is an American classic, yeah. One of the best all-time movies.
Yeah.
1989, Kevin Costner's claim to fame. It is equivalent to apple pie and baseball.
That's right. You're getting on me, calling me a bad American.
You are.
Because I'm not going to watch every second of America get their ass kicked in the World Cup, and I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
And you're knocking an American classic.
Because it's an overrated movie. Mm. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The Nachos,
a better baseball movie.
That's fair. I love The Nachos.
Were you with us when we had Bob Costas on a few years back?
I don't think so, no.
You know, The Natural, the rumor was always that the play-by-play voice in The Natural was Bob Costas.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And if you listen to it, it sounds like a tinny. You know, they try to make that old school sound, like that tinny sound.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and the World War II started today, and Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. It's not Bob Costas.
No.
Yeah, I don't know, just put it out there for you.
No.
You weren't interested in that?
No, not really.
He's not the play-by-play voice in The Natural.
No.
And I thought for 20 years he was.
You know what broke my heart? I never read the book, but I hear in the book he strikes out at the end of the book. And the movie hits the home run. It's off the lights. It's this. In the book,
Roy Hobbs strikes out?
That's what I've heard.
Who would watch that movie?
You had to change it. You had to change it.
Now, hold on. You know that's a fact? Are you telling us that?
I haven't read the book.
Okay.
Someone told me. At the end of the book, in that scene, at the end of the game, he strikes out.
There's no possible way. The whole movie is about, I want people to say, there goes Roy Hobbs, the best that ever lived.
No, he strikes out.
And he strikes out at the end?
I didn't read the book.
After taking Babe Ruth yard at the carnival?
Yeah.
At the train stop?
Yeah.
No way.
That's what I was
told.
There's
no way they changed the ending of the movie.
That's what I was
told. There's no way.
I was told the book has him striking out at the end of the movie. At the end of the book.
Come on.
Let's go double check. I told you I didn't bother to read the book, but I was told.
Why would you? They made a movie.
Yeah, exactly right. But so I didn't have to go read the book. But that's what I'm told. I'm told the book is different.
All right, goodbye to SNY.
Bye, SNY.
Well, so what's the deal with SNY? They don't stay right till 6. They break early. Is that their deal?
I think we probably shorted the break.
Oh, is that? That's my fault. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
No, they're great partners. I just didn't know why the screen went black. It's not 6 o'clock yet. I guess they got to get some commercials in or something.
I would think.
Got it. I guess they should thank me. I'm giving them extra content. Perhaps a thank you, a pat on the back, maybe a non-$100 pizza might be nice.
How do you click yes when they tell you it's $100?
Yeah, he's an idiot. And by the way, he has to know that, like, well, I know the guys are,
no, that's,
or whatever.
That I don't have a problem with.
So
he doesn't know that
thing.
You know the Prince.
I think here's
guys,
the problem.
I can't imagine
the
whatever
problem
app,
was
100 for $2.
When we decided to get pizza, I told him from Jump Street, I got it. And you did as well.
Yes.
I think once he knew it wasn't his money,
right,
he was like, I don't care what it costs.
Right. Let's
give
just
me
get
pizza.
It here. Yeah. I better get it here for Craig.
I think that's
and
what
I better
he,
get the order right. And the money was like the
now,
third.
Now, the order was right. The pizza was great.
Yep.
But I think the thought process was, it's not my money. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it costs.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe.
So tomorrow, 3 dozen wings, 1 o'clock. You don't get to eat any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're good. Stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica. Go see my guys, 3 double board certified pain specialists at Samuel Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain. And they'll get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatments. Join me and thousands of 5-star reviews who trust Samuel for pain relieving solutions. Same day appointments are available right now. With offices in Colonia, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samuel Payne like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions. Visit SamuelPayne.com. You want to go, and then I'll go again. Go ahead.
All right, you'll go again. Yeah. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Then you can go again.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank you for listening to The Carton Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 7.